Episode 1124, Strengthen Your Heart Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? It is Wellness Wednesday, and yes, we're going to bring on the beats, the beat to your heart. I hope your heart is beating and filled with joy. Strengthen your heart health today. It's February, Heart Health Month. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is Wellness Wednesday, and if you want to impact the world and see your dreams come true, strengthen your heart health from the inside out and the outside in. Your heart is what will keep your passion alive and beating stronger. So take note, February is Heart Health Month. Every year, 1 in 4 deaths are caused by heart disease, and for women, it can be as few as 1 in 3. Think about that. Think about 3 women that you know, and 1 in 3 of us are going to die from heart disease. That can be really mind-blowing when you think about it, and probably not a real happy way to start our day, but you think about the one organ that works for us nonstop, and we don't have to sit around and think about it. We think about negative things all the time, but we don't have to sit down and say, oh, wait, heart, you got to beat for me. Make sure the blood goes all the way from my nose to my toes and make sure it gets to the brain so I can still function throughout the day. No, God created you so amazing that he gave you a heart that beats and you don't even have to think about it. But that heart requires us to take care of it. Hence, February, with it being Valentine's Day coming up, we got to think a little bit about love and the love that comes from the heart, the blood that pushes and pumps through our body. It's important that we take care of our heart because it's vital. So there are ways to lower and reduce your risk of heart disease. Now, this is being adopted from the American Heart Association. I didn't just pull this out of thin air. And this also is very near and dear to my heart. You see, my father passed away from an unexpected heart attack. He was only 65 years old. The sad thing was, is he was driving when it happened. Praise the Lord, no one was hurt. But we lost my dad. I'm sure you can recall someone and you have a memory of someone who you've lost to a heart attack or heart disease. We can actually do something about it. You may have, you know, your gender, your genes, your family history. Yeah, that's just a handful of what actually will determine your heart health. But you can actually adopt things into your lifestyle to increase your odds of reducing heart disease. So let's strengthen your heart health today. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Number one, you have to watch your weight. No one wants to talk about this, but coming off the Super Bowl, we've got the Olympics around the corner. How awesome are the Olympics? Do you think those athletes just get up there and do it because they can do it? No, it takes hard work and effort. You want to live the life that God is designing for you every single day, then you got to watch your weight. You got to lose weight if needed. Yes, I know we don't want to talk about it. And that doesn't mean it's a number, but you have to think about it. When you walk up a single flight of stairs, let's just make it easy, 10 to 12 stairs. If you have labored breathing, then we need to take a look at as to your physical exercise and also your weight. Because remember, have you ever carried a bag of potatoes? Imagine carrying 5 pounds of potatoes all the time. If you have a child, get their backpack with their books in it and put it on your back. that will give you a taste of what it's like to carry unnecessary weight around with you. We all do it. And it's really unfortunate that people over the age of 20, most of Americans are overweight. I didn't say obese, but overweight. Most of us could stand to lose 5 to 10 pounds easily. Now, yes, our weight fluctuates. So you can't sit there and say, well, I've got to be 120 pounds all the time. You're not going to stick at one number. And nor does the number tell the whole story. So let's keep this simple. Watch your weight. You know, if you can't see your toes, you probably should be doing something about your weight. And that doesn't mean you have to go all crazy. But I do want you to put it in the back of your mind that maybe this is a goal that I need to incorporate for this year. Number two, quit smoking and stay away from secondhand smoking. If you are a smoker, there are ways for you to quit. On both sides of our family, we have had people who have smoked. I have an uncle who started smoking. I believe my recollection tells me, or what I can recall anyway, he was like 14 years old when he started smoking. He quit. Was it easy? No. Did it happen the first time? No. But did he try again? Yes. So you can quit smoking. Your heart depends on it. Strengthen your heart health. Watch your weight and quit smoking. Number three, you got to control your cholesterol and manage your blood pressure. If you're one who likes to escape the doctor's appointments, the yearly visits, I get it. They make you uncomfortable, don't they? You just don't feel good about it. But you know what? You need to know your numbers when it comes to your cholesterol and your blood pressure. You need to know them. So if nothing else, go get tested for that. If you have to go into, one of those very simple pharmacies, like a CVS or a Walgreens, then go in there. They have those where it's very little money. And I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. You need to know your numbers. Because if your cholesterol is whatever it is, and understand you need to consult your medical provider. I am not a physician here, nor do I pretend to be. But what I do know is that your numbers do not lie. And if you have numbers with your cholesterol and they're skyrocketing and you have been doing what you need to do, you're eating right, you're exercising, and you still can't get the numbers down, then you need to definitely seek medical attention. It's important because you got to have good and bad cholesterol, and that good cholesterol has got to be better than the bad cholesterol. And if those numbers aren't right, they're going to hurt you in the long run. You want to strengthen your heart health, control your cholesterol, and manage your blood pressure. There's a lot of ways that you can do that. Number one of those, which is actually our number four to strengthen your heart health, is limit your alcohol consumption. Yes, there are mixed studies out there, and I promise you, you will find a study for everything. One study says that, you can go ahead and have 2 glasses of wine a day. Well, I prefer to make my own wine. I eat grapes when I want wine. I chew them in my mouth. I know, probably sounds a little weird, doesn't it? But for me, I'm not an alcohol drinker, never have been, never will be. That's just me. So for somebody who says, I've got to have my glass of wine when I come home, I don't get it. But I'm not here to judge. What I am here to tell you is that you need to limit your alcohol consumption. So when you're having your test done, talk to your physician, talk to your medical provider and say, what is right for me? Because each of us are made uniquely. You stand alone. Your lifestyle is going to be different than my lifestyle. So it's important to understand that this is for your lifestyle. You're fitting this particular heart health to what you need. So limit your alcohol consumption. If you're one who's drinking a little too much, I want to encourage you to get some help. I do know alcoholism is nothing to mess with. And yes, I have experienced that within my family. And it is scary. It's frightening. It tears families apart. So you may not be the one who has the alcohol issue, but understand that if someone does in your family, not only are they messing with their heart, but they're messing with their life. And so when those opportunities arise to be there, to help them, to encourage them, to, you know, take and make different decisions as to what they need to do, then do so. Because God only gave us one heart. And you need to strengthen your heart health. And you can also help strengthen other people's heart health by being a role model. So first, we've got to do what? Watch our weight. Number two, quit smoking if you're smoking. Number three, control your cholesterol and manage your blood pressure. Number four, limit your alcohol consumption. Number five, eat real. Eat healthy. You want to reduce that blood sugar. You know, you don't need the sugar in everything, and there's sugar in absolutely everything. It's funny, I was with my son, my youngest, and we were going grocery shopping because, you know, we just moved. I'm sure you've heard a few stories or two, so I will not tell you all new stories. But we went to the grocery store to grab just a few odds and ends. We still hadn't hardly even unpacked the house, and we were going to grab just some snacks, just something to munch on for a quick, we got to take a breather, grab a water bottle, whatever. And so I wanted to grab something healthy, and so did my youngest. And at one point, I remember we were looking at the granola, and he goes, Mom, what about this? And I said, well, that looks okay, but I'd have to read the label. You got to read the label. It may look great on the outside, but what's actually on the inside? Meaning the food itself. Is it what it truly says it is? Because they can be very creative with words, and words are powerful, and they'll catch you coming and going. So make sure you read your labels. And also understand that another word for sugar is carbohydrates. Remember, your body sees sugar as a chemical reaction. So whether you're getting it from a fruit that's real, or whether you're getting it from gummy fruits that, you know, you open up out of a box and you eat them and they look like an orange and they smell like an orange, but they are so not anywhere near an orange. You got to understand what you're eating and know that your body is going to look at it as a chemical reaction. So for some of us, fruits may be the best thing that there is. But if you have a sensitivity to sugar, again, consult your medical provider, your physician. You may need to even limit the amount of fruits that you take in or at the time of day that you're taking them in. Maybe you need to have them only in the morning and you don't do anything in the afternoon into evening. Just because of your body makeup, it's okay. But when you learn your body, that's when you what? Strengthen your heart health. And that is what you want to focus on. So eat real. If God made it, you can eat it. And you won't know if he made it if you don't read the label. Okay? Finally, number six, get active. This is intentional movement. Don't sit on your bootay and just sit, you know, and eat your bonbons and watch your favorite shows or binge watch on Netflix or sit there and spend, instead of just 10 minutes, you're on Facebook for 3 hours because that's how fast time flies when you're looking at everybody else's feed and everything looks so perfect. Get active. Get up and walk around. I love it, my little Einstein. He's our number 4 or 5. He's so funny. He cracks me up. He actually does laps. I probably shared this with you before, but he's one who does watch YouTube videos, and he watches a variety of them, but he walks when he does them, and he just does laps. And we kind of joke about it because in our old house, we bought brand new carpet because that's what we wanted to do in order to sell the house. We wanted to give whoever bought our house brand new carpet. And so we put in all brand new carpet. And we told him, you can't walk in this room like this because you're going to create this racetrack effect on the brand new carpet. And it was kind of the inside family joke. But you know what? I honestly would rather him have a racetrack like that in his room and create this walking effect than to sit there and be just numb in a couch, you know, and just take it in what he's watching, but not doing anything with his body. But no, he's moving. We all can take a lesson from that. Get moving. Get active. That doesn't mean you have to go run a 5K. It doesn't mean you have to go and lift 300 pounds. You don't have to work out every single day, but you need to move. On average, a person takes 2,000 steps per mile. So that means you need to be walking 5 miles a day. You're already exhausted, aren't you? I know. But that's on average. It could be anywhere from 1,800 steps to 2,200, depending upon your stride. If you're littler, shorter, smaller, your span of your walking distance is going to be shorter. So you're going to take smaller steps, and that's okay. So you may actually have more steps. So for you, you may only have to do 4 1/4 mile. But for some of us, we're going to average 5 miles a day. Now, I'm not telling you this to make you tired. What I am telling you is, yes, you got to move. And for me, I know when I thought I was doing a lot of movement, and I put on this little pedometer that the only thing, and it was an old one, it only counted steps. And it had to really rest on your hips. It couldn't be on your arms. So you couldn't sit there and just shake your hand. Have you done that to get to your, you know, next one because the lights went off? And you're like, oh, I'll just sit here and shake my hand. I'll get some more steps in. No, that's cheating. And when you're cheating your heart. You're here to strengthen your heart health. Well, when I was wearing that old-fashioned pedometer and I thought I was so, so busy. Oh, and I was running the children every which direction. I had all 5 of them at home. When I did that experiment, that was when my youngest was in preschool and my oldest was in 8th grade. It was crazy. We were living in Kentucky at the time. And I had it on my hip and I took it. And the first time I did it, I was like, oh, no way, it's lying to me. I'm so much better than those numbers. I did it again. I did it again and I did it again. Do you know I never got over 4,200 steps in a day? That's crazy. It's crazy talk. And I was one who didn't feel like she ever sat down, except when I was driving to and from the activities, when I was putting on my shoes, when I was putting on my youngest pairs of shoes, when I was still trying to help my little Einstein tie his shoes. And oh, wait, when I was cooking dinner, you don't have to take many steps when you're cooking dinner. Think about it. You may be on your feet, but how much are you actually moving? Those are things that we tend to forget. So get active. Take aim. That's what you need to do. You want to strengthen your heart health. It's time to start looking at making some changes and asking yourself this question. Am I making excuses or making an impact in my heart health? Which is it for you? Are you one who's just sitting back going, no, just give me that extra bowl of ice cream, lots of chocolate syrup. I'll take an extra dose of my wonderful Coca-Cola, whatever cola you drink. Pour it in. Oh, wait, maybe I'll take one more. And I'm going to have a snack before bed. Have I moved much? Well, I had to go to 3 different activities with the kids, but I don't know. I think I moved fine. But, you know, I'm kind of tired now, so I don't really feel like working out today. I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm not going to do my workout DVD. I'm fine. Sounds like a lot of excuses to me. God calls us to take care of our body that he gave us, because you know why? Because he resides within it. The Holy Spirit is within you. That should be all the more reason to take care of your body. Think about this. If you were Jesus' mother, Mary, what an honor that would be, number one. But number two, if you were holding baby Jesus in your arms, and then he got old enough to sit him in the high chair, because we're going to put him in today's time, what would you feed him? What would you have him do? Would you let him stay on an iPad, a tablet, and just spend all day tapping things? Would you have him sitting down, doing nothing, not attempting to crawl? Would you buy all this pre-made food for him and giving him that kind of stuff? Would you be driving through your favorite, you know, fast food restaurant going, I'll take this, that, and the other, and here you go, man? I don't think you would feed the Son of God like that. Well, that's how you're feeding him when you don't take care of your body. This is not a guilt trip. This is only an honesty trip. I want you to know that God cares about you from the inside out and the outside in, and it starts with your heart. Because when our heart stops beating, not only do you stop breathing, but your passion dies. And there's no more. Strengthen your heart health today. Maybe you want some help with that. You don't know what to eat, or you're confused about exercises. You just need kind of direction as to what should be the next step. Maybe you need a week's worth of food. Like, what do I need to eat? How can I cook for a family and be healthy for myself? I know I've been there. I've done that. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you, a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it pulls up this little form. And in that form, you just fill it out. It's some basic questions. It comes right to me. Nobody sees it. That will begin our conversation. When you do that, then I will be in contact with you via email. So look in your junk folder just in case, because I've had that happen to me. I'm looking for the email and it ends up in my junk folder. I'm like, oh, 3 weeks later, oh, I was sitting here the whole time. It's all right. I won't forget about you. I'll always come back. But understand that that begins our conversation, and we'll set up a time to actually chat. God cares about you from the inside out and the outside in. Strengthen your heart health today. Get it pumping harder, stronger, faster. Because you know what? He created you on purpose for a purpose. You were created to impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. And that is what you're to do. It is Wellness Wednesday. So let's put a big smile on our face and let's ring out the day and strengthen your heart health. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.